Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. John chapter 15, verse 12. If love is dependent on someone else's actions and reactions, or if it's an emotion you can't control, Jesus wouldn't have said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." That means love is a choice you make. It's initiated by your will. Jesus also said, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you." And what he commands you to do, he will give you the grace to carry out. For thousands of years, and to this day in some Eastern cultures, parents arranged their child's marriages. Many brides and bridegrooms never saw each other until their wedding day. A young woman from India was to be married to a man she didn't know. One day, she received a letter from her fiancé designed to acquaint her with him prior to the wedding. But the bride-to-be returned the letter unopened, saying she believed that love would be developed after marriage, not before. She wrote, "When we're born, we don't choose our mother, father, brothers, and sisters. Yet we learn to live with them and to love them. So it is with a husband or wife. In societies that endorse this philosophy, divorce is almost non-existent. Now, we're not advocating arranged marriages, but the notion of romantic love, so prevalent today, has little to do with a successful marriage. When you endeavor to love someone unconditionally the way Christ loves you, whether it's in marriage or any other relationship, you experience joy and fulfillment."
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.